Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. South Carolina's Republican Party is formally censuring Congressman Tom Rice. As NPR's Jason Slotkin reports, the official rebuke is over Rice's vote in favor of former President Trump's second impeachment.
In a statement, State Party Chairman Drew McKissick said the South Carolina GOP had made its disappointment clear on the night of the impeachment vote, and that Republicans throughout the state disagreed wholeheartedly with Rice's decision. The statement also says Rice, quote, unfortunately played right into the Democrats' game. Rice represents South Carolina's 7th congressional district, which has heavily backed Trump. Though the censure is largely symbolic, there are warnings it may harm Rice's future electoral chances. Rice was one of only 10 House Republicans to side with Democrats in the January 13th vote. Other House Republicans, including Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, have also faced criticism. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
1 year ago today, the World Health Organization officially declared the coronavirus outbreak an international emergency. At the time, fewer than 100 cases had been detected outside China. NPR's Jason Bobian has more.
2 weeks before COVID-19 had even officially been named COVID-19, the World Health Organization declared that a new respiratory disease spreading rapidly in China was a public health emergency of international concern. This is the WHO's highest alert for a disease outbreak and an official recognition that the novel coronavirus posed a threat to the entire world. At that point, China had reported nearly 8,000 cases and was in the midst of building massive new hospitals to treat patients on the outskirts of Wuhan. Only 82 cases had been identified outside of China. Now, on the one-year anniversary of that declaration, there have been more than 100 million cases reported worldwide. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
After a surge in new COVID-19 cases and deaths, the Zimbabwean government has extended its 30-day lockdown to February 15th. Ishma Fundikwa has more.
During the first wave of the pandemic, Zimbabwe, like most African countries, was spared the high numbers of cases and deaths reported elsewhere. This led to the easing of the first lockdown late last year. A post-holiday surge in both new cases and deaths led to the reimposition of the lockdown. More than two-thirds of the 1,100-plus confirmed pandemic-related deaths occurred this year. Announcing the extension, Health Minister Constantino Chiwenga said the possibility of the more infectious South African variant of the virus being behind the surge is under investigation. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
And you're listening to NPR News. The UN counterterrorism chief is urging countries to repatriate the 27,000 children stranded in a massive camp in northeastern Syria. Many are children of ISIS members who once controlled large swaths of Iraq and Syria. Vladimir Voronkov told the UN Security Council Friday that the children are stranded, abandoned, and at risk of radicalization, and that the children are the responsibility of their member states and not Syria. Of the nearly 62,000 people who live at Al-Hol, the largest camp for refugees and displaced Syrians in that country, the majority are women and children. The publisher of Amanda Gorman's upcoming book has ordered a first run of 1 million copies for each one. As NPR's Netta Ulibi reports, two of those books are already bestsellers, and that's months ahead of their release.
Ever since the 22-year-old poet in the crisp yellow coat took the stage at the inauguration.
When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade.
She's been a literary and pop cultural sensation. Her book, The Hill We Climb and Other Poems, is the top seller on Amazon, and it does not even come out until September. Her other two books, also to be published by Penguin, are each getting 1 million copy first run to meet anticipated demand. What a good week it was for Amanda Gorman, who also agreed to read at the Super Bowl and signed a contract with the top modeling agency. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.